Zimbabwe's constitutional court heard a challenge from the opposition to the recent election of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. After a delay in publishing the results, the Electoral Commission declared Mr. Mnangagwa the winner with 51% of the vote, but the opposition says massive doctoring of the ballot has taken place. It cited identical results at 16 different polling stations as part of its evidence.
Public prosecutors in Saudi Arabia sought the death penalty for five activists, including Israel Ghamghan, who has highlighted discrimination against Shias. She is the first female campaigner to face execution in the kingdom. The five are accused of inciting protest, among other things.
The World Health Organization warned of a dramatic increase in infections and extended outbreaks of measles in Europe. More than 41,000 children and adults contracted the disease in the first half of the year, well above the annual total for each year this decade. At least 37 people have died. Ukraine accounted for over half of those infected.
Following a damning report into child abuse by Catholic priests in Pennsylvania, Pope Francis issued a letter condemning the history of atrocities in the church. The pontiff acknowledged that, with shame and repentance, we were not where we should have been when it came to supporting the victims.
Italy's hardline interior minister, Matteo Salvini, refused to allow 177 refugees off an Italian ship that had rescued them at sea. In his short time in office, Mr. Salvini has built a reputation for being tough on migrants. He said he would give permission for the refugees to disembark once he received assurances that they would be distributed among all European Union countries.
Britain's Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab resumed talks with the EU's negotiator Michel Barnier. Officials are increasingly gloomy about a deal being reached in time for approval by EU leaders at a summit in mid-October. The British government published its first batch of technical advice papers on what would happen if there is no deal.
El Salvador switched its diplomatic allegiance from Taiwan to China. The defection leaves Taiwan with formal relations with just 17 countries.
The Chinese Communist Party announced that it had taken measures against two senior officials in connection with a safety scandal at a vaccine maker. A vice governor in charge of drug safety in Jilin province, where the firm is based, has been sacked, and a former deputy head of the country's food and drug regulator will be investigated for corruption. More than 40 government officials have also been implicated.
The Chinese Foreign Ministry lashed out at Andy Chan, a Hong Kong resident who has been campaigning for the territory's independence. It accused Mr. Chan of colluding with external forces by calling for both China and Hong Kong to be expelled from the WTO because of a rapid deterioration of freedoms.
The southern Indian state of Kerala was hit by the worst monsoon floods in a century. Over 370 people have died.
Malcolm Turnbull, Australia's Prime Minister, offered to stand aside if a majority of MPs from his party called for it. Three ministers are competing to succeed him. If he goes, it will be Australia's fifth change of Prime Minister in a decade.